53 right now at about 20 till 9. Time for our community update with Ed Dowd from the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Very good. How are you this morning?
Good. We haven't visited in a couple of weeks. Hope you're doing well.
Yes. I was on vacation, and we had a big event last week, so I couldn't make it. I know you missed me terribly.
Well, of course I did. And by the way, thank you for the wonderful honor. That was very sweet.
Oh, yes. You guys, who deserves it more? You guys are well-deserving of the Small Business of the Year for Cromwell Media. You guys do so much in the community. We can't thank you enough for all you do.
So. No, we appreciate it. It is our pleasure indeed. Let's discuss some young entrepreneurs. And I was going to say May 4th, but I guess that's already next Wednesday. Gosh.
Yeah, quick.
Where did April go?
I know. April went fast and furious.
What a great group of kids.
Yeah, it's an amazing class. It's Class E. They're the entrepreneurial class for juniors and seniors throughout Coles County. It's just a great organization. What they do with these kids, they teach them how to run a business. They have to do a business plan. They have to actually run a business. And it's just a great opportunity for them to see real world examples of how things are run. And they've done it for about the last 10 years, I believe. And it's just a great opportunity. They teach them, you know, the basics, shaking hands, eye contact, you know, having a conversation with another business professional. So just a great organization. And they will be having their trade show, as you mentioned, on Wednesday, May 4th, next week, from 4:30 to 6:30 at Elevate, which is the innovation center located in the back of the Cross County Mall. So real exciting stuff.
Now, this is, you know, an opportunity to meet these kids face-to-face. I mean, these are your future leaders already making a difference, and they will display, and they have been taught to show you what their products are all about. It's like a regular trade show, but, you know, for the younger set, I guess.
Yeah, these kids, they literally have booths set up at Elevate, and they are showcasing their wares. They got seed money to make their products and invest in their organizations through a golf outing that they held, and they made some money there. And then they're going to be showcasing. They're going to have 17 booths. It's great. They have a ton of kids who are involved this year, and they're going to be having things like a women's boutique apparel, men's sports apparel, lawn maintenance, crochet creations, photography, and much more. So it's going to be real exciting.
Now, is this the kind of thing you can just show up at? It's not an appointment thing, right?
Nope, not an appointment. They are welcome the public. They want the public to be able to see what these young entrepreneurs are doing, you know, how successful they are. And, you know, again, these are going to be leading our community into the future, so we want to support them.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Cross County Mall, big things happening. It's official.
Yes, Dunham Sports will be taking over the entire Penny's location at the Cross County Mall. Very exciting that big anchor area is filled very quickly after, you know, the unfortunate leaving of JCPenney's, but they've got a new anchor in there, and it's going to be a great opportunity. They have a lot of sports apparel, and they're going to have it wide open. It's going to be a gorgeous anchor for the mall.
Now, we don't know the official date, but if all goes as planned, it will be in the summer. That much we do know, so it's not very far away.
No, not very far away at all. There, if you get a chance to peek in there next time you visit the Cross County Mall, they got a lot of wonderful things happening. You wouldn't even recognize it as the former Penny's. They're really making it open air, wide open spaces. It's going to be a great, great venue.
And I guarantee you, as we've said many times on this program, there are jobs available throughout the area. And I know for a fact there are jobs available here because it's a startup.
Absolutely. I think they're planning on hiring at least 40 people to start. So, you know, if you're interested in starting in a brand new building, brand new business, give them a call.
All right, pal. Appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
See ya.